Yes. It's Adrian, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, a Look Inside. And I'm back and I'm better and improved and I'm healing every day. I feel so blessed because you guys heard me all last week, all November, most of October. Every time I got on the mic, I hacked into the microphone. It was horrific. I'm praying I don't do it now because I'm bragging. But I think that I'm better. I really think that it's still not perfect. And I'm still, you know, working on some things like the sweating and then the chills. But other than that, my lungs feel better. My coughing is reduced. My throat feels better. This is a miracle. So I'm really grateful for that. Okay. That's a really good thing. So I'm just coming to talk about some things. So what are we going to talk about? Couple of things I'm going to talk about. One, full moon in Taurus to all. Full moon in Taurus today, and also a partial lunar eclipse. I'm going to upload one of the tapings I did from YouTube, and I think I did another one on Facebook. But anyway, I'll put it up here so everyone can get a hold of it. And happy full moon in Taurus, okay? And I feel like I hope that we all manage to get through this day in a very good and positive way. Because this is all activating Algol, that fixed planet Algol, which is the most horrendous, horrific star in the sky. I made another podcast about that, and it's hilarious. Because it is pretty sinister. And so we were dealing with that today. So I hope that everyone is safe and that good things occurred and nothing weird or negative happened. Now, there is one thing I wanted to talk about because, well, it happened. And so it was, this is not going to be good. Some people might be upset at me, but I'm just going to talk about it because I talked about it everywhere. And that was the Stephanie Mills and Chaka Khan versus, did anyone watch that? Bueller, who watched that? That was such a great example of two women who were being affected, I think, most likely either by Saturn or this full moon, this partial lunar eclipse, because they were both Aries. Both Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills are Aries. They said so even during the show. And don't forget, Aries would be in the 12th house of this full moon. Okay, I'm getting there, okay? So I feel like the 12th, you know, they were 12th housing it. It was all about the hidden things and the motivations and all those 12th house things. Now, the 12th house can rule things like faith, like a belief system and a faith, maybe. It's power behind the throne, power behind the scenes, power that people didn't even know was there. But it can also rule things like disillusionment and illusionment and alcohol and drugs and those types of things. And I feel like we saw those things during that versus. We saw, I think Stephanie was the power behind the throne. Like, she truly was powerful and she did everything she could to boost her friend Chaka during the event. Also, Chaka's own daughter Indira came out and was pretty much ghosting her mother's voice during the show because Chaka was slurring a lot. Now, I was watching it on YouTube, and the comments were horrendous, saying, you know, that she was drinking too much Ciroc, or, you know, it went on and on and on. And now, it was funny at the time, but the reality is, I just felt like that whole experience, Stephanie had to, you know, she had to be the power behind the throne. She had to keep her friend up and, you know, keep her on track. It was amazing to watch as an astrologer, knowing that they were dealing with 12th house issues of the, the partial lunar eclipse and the full moon in Taurus today. It happened on the 18th, but you know, it was in the shadow of the full moon. So it was very interesting, very, very much. And not only that, let us not forget that Taurus rules the throat and singing and the neck and all those things that have to do with the glands and those types of things. Also, Taurus is also ruled by Venus. So if someone's indulging, say, in too much Ciroc, you know, it would come out because people tend to overindulge when the moon is full in Taurus and Libra. And that could have been something that occurred last night. I'm just saying. I just wondered if anyone else saw that and what their take is on that. But I definitely, for sure, Stephanie was the power behind the throne. She really, literally, I felt at some points lifted her friend up. It was actually beautiful to watch her masterfully make sure that show went on, you know, continued on, and that it was entertaining for all. It was beautiful actually to watch it. So I wanted to just discuss that and also just say, you know, I wonder how people out there have been affected by the full moon in Taurus. Now, I can tell you for myself, last week I didn't eat for 5 days, or it was last week or week before. I was so sick. I had lost my appetite. But I feel like I ate more today than I ate all last week. I truly did. I mean, I think I started with, forget what I had in the beginning, but I know I've had at least a pot of rice with some peas in it. I had a salad. I know I did. I had some celery with blue cheese. And oh, I woke up and I had, tater tots with blue cheese on one side and ketchup on the other. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot of meals for me. And I mean, I'm glad to have my appetite back, but I really think it was the full moon in Taurus that really brought back that appetite and that desire to eat food. So, you know, that is definitely one way that it could affect you, is that way. Now, I've done the full moon readings. I did those on YouTube. And I will upload them. There are some, right, I think some readings I did just a few days ago on the podcast. And I'll make sure I upload the readings I did the other day. Just want to make sure you guys have access to all the readings that I have done. But I'm going to do something just special for today because I love to pull out the cards. You guys know that. That's one of my things. And do you know that's actually indicated in my horoscope? It is. I'm born on the 5th. Now I'm going to say something. There's this one gentleman, and bless his soul, I watch him a lot. I like him. I mean, he's more of a medium, like he says just about anything. But one of the things that drives me crazy is he's made up his own system for numerology. And when he talks about it, I'm like, you're going to confuse so many people because numerology is a set science. And although he may have made up his own little thing, it all make no sense to me at times because I really adhere to these numbers. The number 5 vibrates to Gemini. It's a Mercury ruled number. And Capricorn rules to the number 8. That's the Saturn Capricorn number. And when I hear this guy talk, he says that Pisces is 3, and 3 is Virgo, the opposite of Pisces. Pisces is 7. And I'm not just saying this out the side of my mouth. There are books written about this that go back decades. So when I hear other people talk about the numbers, the numerology, and they get it wrong, I'm like, please go study and get it right. At least make the numbers mesh. Drives me crazy. Anyway, I just had to say that. The reason I wanted to bring that up, a couple of reasons, but one is because it's the 19th, and the 19th breaks down to a 1. And so this is a very Aries day. I just wanted to tie it into the Aries queens that sang last night. If you know, 19 is Aries. It's one. Or Leo, one or the other, but basically it's that first house, that Aries fire, that Aries flavor. And so even though we're in a Taurus day, it's a very fiery, self, me-oriented day. So you might, you know, there might be people who are talking about themselves a lot today. And it's okay, let them. This is the day to do it. Or they might just be talking about the Aries, the versus with the two Aries queens last night, because, man, that was just something to behold, I tell you. So I'm pulling out a couple of cards. I just want to do something really quick, nothing major, just a quick message just to see what it is that the cards want to say. And this is going to be general because, you know, like I said, I've done the readings for the sign, so I'm not doing them all again. So you can hear with my voice, although it's better than last week and I'm not hacking into the microphone. I still sound a little bit like B. Arthur, so we're going to have to keep working on that, right? So this is what I got. We got success. I hope this week does bring in success, especially since this happened on a one day, right? One is really like successful. It's like wanting to be in the spotlight. It's being almost like a star. Right? So I feel like there's going to be a lot of me-oriented flavorings over the next couple of weeks. But success, don't stop. It's not the right time. Helpful people, the situation will improve. So wait. No. Big happy changes. Communicate clearly. Choose a new direction, forgiveness. So that was a very specific message. I just got a vibe when I was reading that, like success, don't stop. It might not be the right time, but with some helpful people, the situation will improve. So wait, right? That was the first part of that message. And then it has, well, no. There's some big happy changes coming. So communicate clearly and choose a new direction. And then it's like forgiveness. So maybe the direction that creates the big happy changes has something to do with forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiving yourself, forgiving others. Forgiveness. On the bottom of the deck was take action. So I just wanted to get this message out there. I know it means something and I just wanted to share it because I felt like it needed to be shared. And while I was talking, I just had the weirdest feeling in my belly. I've just been having all kind of weird stuff lately. I don't know what it is. Maybe because I ate that pot of rice and all that salad. That's probably what it is. So you guys, this has been Adrienne, not going to stay long. I just wanted to come and say my thing and put in my two cents and just let you guys know that I was thinking about you on the full moon. And I will upload the live reading I did, was it yesterday or day before? I'll make sure I do that, okay? Much love and light to you. Oh, and if you haven't done so, be sure to subscribe, to go over to gregarious.flixsters.com. That's Flixsters with a Z, like zebra on the end. And subscribe there so you can comment. I'm not sure if you know this, but there's probably close to 5,000 movies on Gregarious now, at least 4,000. And it's fun because I like looking at the comments. Okay. So I hope that you come by Gregarious, watch movies, post your comments. It's hilarious. I love it because we got lots of B movies and foreign movies and black movies and Korean movies and all different types of movies going on there. And so, you never know what you get. It's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. You might get something good. but you might get something that's really horrifically bad. And so I actually love the movies there. It's just fun, okay? I have a lot of fun. So I invite you to come join me at gregarious.flixsters.com, okay? Much love to you all. Many blessings. And be sure to also go by the website, which is astrologyalookinside.com, and subscribe on the website. Go buy something. Check out the blog over there. And also you can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/astrologyalookinside. And on Facebook at facebook.com/astrologyalookinside. And on Instagram at instagram.com/astrologyalookinside. And on TikTok at astrologyalookins. Okay. Also, be sure to join our group on Facebook. Everyone's invited. That's facebook.com/groups/astrologyalookinside. Okay. Much love. Many blessings from Capricorn Tigers of Astrology A Look Inside. Thank you.